صل على محمد وآل محمد.
After Islam had firmly established itself in Medina, the Prophet would send letters to invite different nations to join Islam. A similar invitation letter was sent to the head priests and Christians of Najran, which is a city near the border of Yemen. The priests and scholars of Najran decided to go to Medina to see the Prophet for themselves when they received the invitation. Thereafter, they began meeting with the Prophet and asking questions and having debates with him. In some narrations, it states that one of the debates was about Prophet Isa, Jesus, alayhi salam. The priests argued that it was impossible for anyone to be born without a father, and Jesus had no human father, therefore his father must have been God. In response, Allah revealed to the Prophet the following verse. In other words, if not having a human father makes a person the son of God, then Prophet Adam did not have a father and a mother. So Prophet Adam had an even greater right to be the son of God than Prophet Jesus. They had no reply to this. They simply argued stubbornly and refused to submit to the logical arguments and proofs that the Prophet showed them. Then the following verse was revealed. If anybody disputed you about Jesus, after that the knowledge has come to you, say, come and let us call upon our children and your children, our women and your women, also ourselves and yourselves. Then we all pray and ask Allah to take His mercy away from the liars. This was an invitation for a mubahala. This means that each side should pray to God to send His punishment down on whoever is the liar from them. Both parties agreed that the next day they would meet outside the city of Medina for the mubahala. According to some narrations, on the day of mubahala, the Prophet gathered Imam Ali, Sayyidah Fatima, Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein under a cloak, and then the angel Gabriel descended with the verse of purification. After this, the Prophet came out with Imam Ali, Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein and Sayyidah Fatima ready for the mubahala. When the other party saw the Prophet and his family, they were spellbound. Their hearts trembled and they began to shake on seeing the power radiating from the Prophet and his family. The priests realized that the mubahala is a question of life and death for both sides. If the Prophet had the slightest fear or doubt in the truth of the message of Islam, he would not have put his family in any danger. In some narrations, it says that one of the priests said to his people, surely I see the faces that if they pray to Allah to remove a mountain from its place, God would surely remove it for them. If you engage in mubahala with them, I warn you that all of you will be destroyed, and not a single Christian will remain on this earth until the day of judgment. The Prophet knew for sure his dua will be accepted. If the Prophet had any doubt about his family, or if any of them were sinful in any way, the dua would have been compromised, and he would not bring them. But the Prophet did bring them. This shows a sign of them being infallible, and their dua being accepted for sure. The priests realized that the truth is with the Prophet and his family, and decided not to engage in the mubahala. Instead, they asked the Prophet to sign a treaty with them. The 24th of the month of Dhul-Hijjah marks the anniversary of the auspicious occasion known as Eid al-Mubahala. So we know that in the verse of the Holy Quran, it says bring our children. This is in reference to Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein. Our women is in reference to Sayyidah Fatima, because she represents the women from the members of his house. Question: why does it say women and not woman, as we know it was only Sayyidah Fatima? This shows in Arabic you can use a plural for one person in certain areas. This could be due to the respect and status of that person that Allah is showing. But why did he bring with him Imam Ali, who is neither from the children nor from the women? Imam Ali in the verse is regarded as in the word ourselves. Bringing Imam Ali with him indicates that the Messenger of God considered Imam Ali an extension of his personality. By considering him so, he elevated him above all of the Muslims. The Messenger said on many occasions, Ali is from me and I am from him. The event of Mubahala is an extremely important part of Islamic history because it shows who the Prophet considered his family, the Ahlul Bayt, and how special they were to him and to Allah. Also, Imam Ali alayhi salam earned the title of being the nafs, i.e. self or the soul, of the Prophet, peace be upon him.
Allahumma salli ala